You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from the offices of Van Epperen Strategic Communications. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Laura Van Epperen, Karen Addis, and Jeff Davis from Van Epperen Strategic Communications. And we have a great lineup of guests for you on our show today. Karen, will you please give us the rundown?
Sure. We have Jackie Malcolm, Associate Vice President for Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer of the Catholic University of America. Christine Barnhart, Director, Marketing, Public and Emerging Markets, Magellan Healthcare. Joe Kovacs, Director of Marketing and Business Development for Counselor Buchanan Mitchell, CBM. And Warren Ellis, Vice President of Marketing, Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
Well, let's get to know Jackie Malcolm, who is the Associate Vice President for Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer of the Catholic University of America. Jackie, what is the Catholic University of America? What are you guys doing?
The Catholic University of America is a faith-based institution, of course, and our name is our brand, with over 6,000 undergraduate and graduate students, and we are the largest and greenest campus in Washington, D.C.
How interesting. Where were you from originally?
I'm a military brat. I've lived all over, but I like to call my home today Dover, Delaware.
Mm-hmm. How many different schools did you go to prior to graduating high school?
At least five.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think the effect of all that travel was on you as a kid? That must have been pretty difficult.
It actually wasn't. I had two sisters, so they were my best friends, so I had some confidants along with me. Mm-hmm. But I certainly think it makes you have a better understanding and appreciation of resilience. And as you move to different schools and make new friends and lose friends, you definitely have to be resilient.
Mm-hmm. Do you have close relationships now? Because, you know, it sounds like you really appreciated those relationships mm-hmm. with your sister as you were moving. Mm-hmm. Do you keep people close to you?
I do.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
I keep people close to me, but very few people close to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't have what I would consider a lot of friends, mm-hmm. But those that I have, that usually they've come from high school and previous, so they're definitely long-term.
Mm-hmm. And earlier we were talking and, you know, we just got this sense, my co-host and I, that you're one that, you know, you've got this ability to grasp things quickly and really understand not only the people dynamics, which is complicated enough, but also concepts. And give us an example of how young were you when you began to grasp things quickly.
I think I was pretty young. Again, being a military brat, I think that you have to understand what it means to move, what it means to just pick up and go, and not have a lot of reasons as to why you're picking up and going, just knowing that you're going. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was one of the most important things, I think. So it came at a very young age. And
what was a very important thing?
As far as?
Well, you said that something was very important to you at a young age, that you did with that you didn't, you know, just like, you know, you have to get on the bus. Let's keep going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were comfortable following orders.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you also learned a lot about adaptability as well.
Correct.
I guess.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's hugely important. And not only adapting to moving, but adapting to a new environment as well. There's new homes. There's new culture. Mm-hmm. And so those are things you have to be
adaptable. Didn't you tell something about a leotard when you were about 10 years old?
Yes, my wonderful leotard. So I was in ballet and had a black leotard that I absolutely loved and never mm-hmm. wanted to take off. Mm-hmm. And my mom would say to me, Jackie, you've got to take the leotard off so mm-hmm. I can wash it. And I mm-hmm. said, well, I don't want to take it off. I love the leotard. It's mm-hmm. it's part of me, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of those things. I wasn't ready to take the leotard off because I loved the leotard.
So you had this passion. You had this sense of conviction.
Oh, absolutely.
At that time. I'm wondering if that passion and that conviction has anything to do with your success in your role as Associate Vice President of Marketing Communications, Chief Marketing Officer at Catholic mm-hmm. University of America.
I would definitely think so. I oversee 19 people, and I have a very long commute. I commute 2 hours in and 2 hours out every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's about the passion of loving what I do every day, because you don't commute 4 hours a day and oversee 19 people if you're not passionate about what you do every day.
What is it you're passionate about? I'm not sure I understand. This is just a job. They write a paycheck. That's the end of the story.
For me, you know, I it has to be, as a marketer, I have to believe in what I market. And
you have to believe in what you're marketing.
Absolutely.
I thought you were doing this because they gave you a paycheck.
No, well, the paycheck is helpful. But, you know, I have to believe in what I do.
What is it you're believing in? What are you talking about?
For me, a Catholic, it's the faith-based institution. My faith is very important to me. My mom is the archdeacon for the Diocese of Delaware, so I grew up in the church. And one thing, for me, Catholic has the mission that I can get on board with.
What do you mean?
I think at Catholic, I can have a sense of individuality, but they're ready for change. They're ready to be a player in the marketplace, and they're putting their resources behind my role and what we do as an institution. So for me, it's getting in and doing new things digitally, doing communications in a completely different way.
So your gig really fits your personality.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. How important is your faith? I mean, it's really important mm-hmm. to you?
Uh-huh. It is. It's interesting. You know, I'm not Catholic. Mm-hmm. I'm actually Episcopalian, and mm-hmm. we pray along with the Catholics. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and again, it's an opportunity to marry my faith with what I do and uh-huh. to be able to push that out. And, mm-hmm. Catholic serves, you know, its mm-hmm. service, and its service to church and nation. Mm-hmm. And gotcha. For me, that's very
Karen?
Important.
So you grew up learning how to conform and fit in and not question your parents when you were moving. Mm-hmm. But yet you also have a bit of an independent streak in you.
I do.
So talk about how those two things affect what you're doing today mm-hmm. at Catholic University.
Well, you know, I think that you, in these roles, you have to have a level of independence. You're making decisions all the time, and there's no book, if you will. A lot of it is your gut. A lot of it is instinct and how you intuitively know what should be for your institution. So you're constantly meshing and moving along. And
you're talking about marketing?
Yes,
I thought marketing is just you lie to the media and stuff like
no,
that.
No, we don't lie to the media, at least not at the Catholic University of America, we don't. Mm-hmm. But it isn't that. It's not sort of these sleazy sales tactics or anything like that. For us, it truly is marketing who we are as an institution and getting those people to believe in who we are enough that you want to spend a lot of money to come here mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. and make an investment in your future.
Mm-hmm. Next question. Yep.
So, Jackie, I believe you are the absolute right person to be in that role at Catholic, an amazing institution that believes in you and our role. Your
Thank
role
you.
Is so critical there,
it
and it seems like the leadership has bought into that, and you empowered you to lead mm-hmm. an amazing team. You also probably serve that role personally, right? Mm-hmm. So talk about how a lot of what you're doing every day, you're empowered at work, but also mm-hmm. at home, right? A lot of the same kind of principles.
Absolutely. You know, I'm able to do what I do because I have great support system at home. I have three small little children, and you know, being a single mom, that's challenging enough, but to be able to have that level of support so you can go do what you love is wonderful. And I kind of feel the same way about Catholic. They're giving me a level of support that I haven't received at a lot of other institutions who really say they want to do marketing. Catholic is very serious about what they want to do, and I've put the resources there and allows me to be that chief person to help them make those strategic mm-hmm. decisions.
Are you more like mom or dad?
More like mom.
What do you mean?
My mom is sassy. She's got pizzazz. She's tons of fun. Even at my age, over 40, she guides me still, and I accept that guidance from her. And so she's just an amazing individual, and she's a great mom. And I think sometimes I won't ever be as good as mom as she is, but she has given me a lot of life lessons that I take with
Wait a
me
minute.
Now.
It says here you're the Associate Vice President for Marketing Communications and Chief Marketing Officer yes. of the Catholic University of America, and you're telling me your mom gives you advice?
My mom gives me advice, yes. So she in essence is, as I'm the strategist for the university, she helps me be the strategist in my personal life, so yeah.
On your team, you have a team of 19 people. Are you the smartest one on the team?
I never say I'm the smartest one, and quite frankly, I'm, you know, the staff that I have, I'd like to think that we hire really great, smart folks to work with us, and I'm just there to guide them and to steer the ship strategically.
What's the similarity between your role of Chief Marketing Officer at the Catholic University of America and being a mom?
Oh, boy. I would have to say resilience. You know, it's a challenging world in marketing and keeping up. with the trends and the changes in technologies. And I'm raising twins. They're boy-girl twins and a 10-year-old, and I feel like my life is different every day, because every day I've never raised a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old. So it's always new, and that's how I am in my career. Everything is always new, and it's ever-changing. You're always learning.
Isn't that frightening, though? Everything's new in your gig. I mean, aren't you afraid that, you're going to make a bad decision, and you're better off not even making a decision? Otherwise, you can get yelled at.
No, I think that, you keep with best practices. You go with your gut. You make great professional decisions, and you're
maneuvering. If you make a decision, do they yell at you and scream at you and stuff like that?
No. I like to think that because we utilize analytics and other things to help us make our decisions, that we're not making them in a box. So
interesting. What's the website address for this organization known as the Catholic University of America?
It's cua.edu.
cua.edu.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What's the best part of your gig? What's the best part of your job?
Boy. I like talking to the staff. I like giving them creative license to really start thinking outside of the box. A lot of people think, oh, it's Catholic University. It can't be fun. It can't be alive. It very much is. And when I came in, it mm-hmm. was an opportunity to just have a lot of fun with what we do and put the name of the university
exactly.
out there.
Let me have the website address one last time.
cua.edu.
We've been speaking with Jackie Malcolm, Associate Vice President of Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer of the Catholic University of America. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. Nice. We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Christine Barnhart, Director of Marketing, Public and Emerging Markets of Magellan Healthcare. Christine, what is Magellan Healthcare? What do you guys do?
Magellan helps millions of Americans lead healthier and more fulfilling lives by integrating social, physical, behavioral, and pharmacy needs.
Mm-hmm. How many employees do you have?
We have 9,700 across the country.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. And was that, when you grew up, was that like a really affluent community, or what kind of community did you grow up in?
It was just typical middle class.
Mm-hmm. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
A twin brother.
A twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it like growing up with a twin brother?
It was probably just like anybody else growing up with their siblings, mm-hmm. but we did have some interesting intuition going on.
Uh-huh. And didn't you tell us earlier that you would translate for your brother? What was that whole thing about?
My brother was not very vocal. Mm-hmm. He still is not all that verbal.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to just grunt and uh-huh. just sit there. And I would tell my parents what he was trying to say.
So you knew what your brother was feeling. You had this intuitive feeling. You had this sense of what your brother was thinking, and you were able to communicate it to your parents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the similarity between communicating for your brother what he was feeling and your role at Magellan Healthcare, being the Director of Marketing, Public and Emerging Markets?
Well, you're always trying to, interpret what the organization means to all the different stakeholders that you work with. So mm-hmm. it's the perfect correlation.
How interesting. And how many different schools did you go to prior to graduating high school?
Probably 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the effect of going to all those different schools prior to graduating was?
I was always trying to be a joiner, get involved with different organizations, and just be at least visible mm-hmm. So I could meet new people.
How long have you been with Magellan Healthcare?
For 13 years.
So it sounds like you really found a family, a team, an environment where you're joined and where it really fits your personality.
Absolutely.
What of this gig fits your personality?
Just it's the environment, the people that I work with, but also the constant challenges and the new opportunities that have been arising for the past 13 years.
Tell me more about that. I thought if you had the same job for 13 years, you had the same job for 13 years and it gets boring and you ought to quit. But you're telling me that you're really enjoying it. Tell me more about that.
Well, in the healthcare industry, everything changes on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And things have just totally changed completely over the past 13 years. Mm-hmm. I started in as a senior communications generalist, and I've been promoted through the years to where I am now. So mm-hmm. there's just always a new opportunity coming.
How important is your intuition in your job?
Very, very important. I mean, it's everything. You just have to have that in order to know how to take the next step in whatever it is you're working on.
As having a twin, I guess you guys have a special ability to communicate. Didn't you tell me a while, when we were talking earlier, that at one point in time you were talking to your mom and you told her you weren't feeling well, and oh, by the way, the same thing was going on with your brother or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that there's this intuitive thing going on between you and your brother. What do mom and dad do for a living, by the way?
My dad he's retired, and he was in marketing, and my mom is a nurse practitioner.
Your mom was a nurse practitioner. Are you more like your mom or your dad?
I'm more like my mom.
What do you mean? Your mom was a nurse practitioner, though, even though your dad was in marketing, and you think you're more like your mom. Tell me why.
She's just she's a great example of a strong woman. And she's always gone after what she wants. Not that my dad hasn't, but she's always gone after what she wants, and just, you know, instilled in me that you need to ask, you need to go get it, because it's not just going to come to you. You have to earn it.
Gotcha. Karen.
So Christine, you were a communicator at a very young age when you talked about helping your twin brother. You were kind of his mouthpiece. But then you also talked about the importance of, when you were younger, being visible. Why was that important?
If I wasn't visible, I wouldn't have friends going to all these new places.
And how does that translate into what you do for Magellan Healthcare?
I'm always trying to get more visibility into every team that I'm involved with, making sure that they understand the role of marketing, making sure they understand the value that my role brings to the organization. So it's kind of a theme throughout my life.
Mm-hmm. Laura? Oh, Jeff.
Prior to Magellan, have you always been in the health public relations communications business?
I have always been in that type of role. Yes, I worked in PR before my role at Magellan.
Laura?
Christine, talk about how you bring compassion. You talk about how you were very compassionate even in the schoolyard growing up.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that story. You mentioned the story about in the playground. What happened in the playground when you were a kid?
When I was in about fifth grade, I just remember there was always this one girl, and this is another theme throughout my life. There was this one girl who would always sit by herself, and I felt bad for her, and I didn't think anybody should have to do that. You know, you shouldn't have to play by yourself on the playground.
So what'd you do?
So I went up to her, and, you know, I would just swing with her. I'd talk to her, and, you know, I think it just made her feel a little bit better about herself. And in middle school, I mean, she had all kinds of friends. So, you know, I like to think that I played a role in that to make her feel like she was worth it.
And what's that have to do with what you're doing nowadays?
Well, you know, there's always a tie to, bringing people in the loop, making people feel part of something, making them feel like part of a larger purpose or a larger community.
So you do that at work? You do that with your team members? I thought the thing was to throw them under the bus when you're working for corporate America. You know, so you throw them under the bus so that you can advance.
Well, yes, there's certainly that element, but I don't do that.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like you're about heart, you know, that as opposed to leaving that girl behind and trying to hang out with the popular kids, you really embraced her. And in fact, you know, when I was listening earlier, you were like sort of happy that she then got other friends. You didn't feel left behind. So my sense is your nature is to build a team, keep everybody involved, and let everybody else have credit for it.
I do enjoy that. I enjoy building people, you know, building their confidence, making them know that they have it in them to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Karen?
It sounds like that was your very first experience with visibility and bringing awareness to someone outside of yourself.
That was, it's probably the first, it's the first time I remember.
Wow. And so this job of yours, this job that you're doing, what's the best part of it? What do you enjoy the most about it?
It's you know, as I said before, the people and just the constant change, the constant challenges, and the constant opportunities that arise.
Is your mom surprised that you're doing what you're doing nowadays? Is your mom surprised?
I don't think my mom is surprised. I wanted to do music therapy. I was always into music, and I wanted to do something with people to help people. And then, you know, I realized music therapy maybe wasn't the best career choice. It wasn't, you know, as prevalent as it should be. Mm-hmm. So then I realized I liked writing, and I liked, you know, communicating, getting myself out there. So that's kind of how I ended up where I am.
Interesting. You married or single?
I'm married.
Do you have any kids?
I have two kids.
Similarity between being a mom and being, it says here, you're the director of marketing, public and emerging markets for Magellan Healthcare. Similarity.
Oh, gosh. Probably constant change, constant challenge. It's it's always, you know, you think you finally reached one, you know, achieve something, and then another hurdle comes, and you just keep going, and you learn as you go.
Isn't that what your mother taught you about? You just got to keep going for it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's the website address of this organization, Magellan Healthcare?
MagellanHealth.com.
MagellanHealth.com. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Christine Bernhardt, the Director of Marketing, Public and Emerging Markets, Magellan Healthcare, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders, executiveleadersradio.com. Back in a moment, right after this break. Nice. We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and we'd like to introduce Joe Kovacs, Director of Marketing and Business Development, Counselor Buchanan and Mitchell CBM. Joe, what is Counselor Buchanan and Mitchell CBM?
So CBM is a 96-year-old accounting and advisory services firm. We work in the Mid-Atlantic, and we work with auto dealerships, professional service firms, real estate and construction clients, and nonprofits as well. Lots of family-owned businesses among our clients.
Gotcha. 96 years old. Yeah. That's an old accounting firm. It's one of the oldest. Where are you from originally?
I'm from New York, born in the Bronx, Yankees fan, raised upstate.
How young were you when you moved upstate?
I was 4 years old.
And why did you move upstate?
Well, it was the 70s, and my parents didn't want to raise me and my sister in New York City in the 70s, so they moved to a quieter neighborhood.
Do you remember how it felt moving at 4 years old from the city to the suburbs?
Yeah, I remember getting out of the car. I remember looking at our new house. I remember looking around at the community and how it felt. It was quieter. It was slower, but my family was there, so I felt safe.
You felt safe. Interesting. Do you think that's one of the reasons that you chose this accounting firm, Counselor Buchanan and Mitchell, because it's 96 years old and maybe you had a special relationship with the managing partner?
Well, I do like the fact. I think it's a great part of the firm's personality that it's been around for 96 years old. We've been there through the Roaring 20s and the Great Depression. And our managing partner, Pete Riley, he's very proud of our legacy and our past.
How did your original interview go with the managing partner of that firm? Didn't it go a little bit off topic and you had a special relationship going there?
Well, you know, when you're being interviewed for a new opportunity, you don't necessarily think of the country Sri Lanka as a conversation topic.
How did that come up?
Well, so I was doing my research of CBM, you know, and saw that he had done some humanitarian work in Sri Lanka. I served as a Peace Corps volunteer. I taught in Sri Lanka in the late 90s. So in the middle of speaking about my marketing expertise, I decided to just decide to take the conversation and do a U-turn and say, hey, tell me about your experience in Sri Lanka.
So did he throw you out of the office?
I half expected him to. I knew it was taking a risk, but it did open a new opportunity to speak on another level.
So because you did your research, what do you mean it opened the conversation to another level? What do you mean?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. So, you know, you work with people. No matter who you are or where you work with people. And you need to get along with your colleagues. You know, you need to be able to relate with them well. I think that's a very important part of any relationship.
So, basically, it provided a deeper connection between you and Peter.
I would say it did, yeah. And it was a very enjoyable conversation. When I talk about terrorist bombings in Sri Lanka, I usually get strange looks. He said, well, let me tell you about my story.
So friendships are pretty important to you, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, give me an example of why. Actually, didn't you tell us a story about how young were you when you started making money?
When I started making money, 12 or 13 years old.
Doing what?
So I was working at a Catholic school over the summer, doing maintenance work, cleaning up the church, painting and washing walls, mowing the lawn, things like that.
It sounds to me like one of the things you did different than all the other kids is you kept on going. You kept on doing more and more and more and taking on more and more responsibility. Isn't that true? Yes. And
Sure.
How'd you feel about hanging out in the church when nobody else was there?
Well, it was just me and the Lord. I couldn't hide behind anyone in the pews, so I needed to just be my honest self. It gave me a heightened sense of self-awareness.
So what we know is that you do have this self-awareness, and then additionally, when you take on a job, you tend to do it pretty thoroughly, as you did doing more than just the maintenance in that in the church. You mentioned you had joined the Boy Scouts and had a incident occur. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. So I think I was just short of my 16th birthday, mm-hmm. and me and a couple of other Boy Scouts and some of our troop leaders were out, and we were on this winding road, and we're at a lookout point. So a couple of us, you know, climbed over to get a closer look, and, you know, unfortunately, one of the troop leaders slipped and fell off the cliff, and, you know, I saw what happened, and that was unfortunate.
What happened?
Well, he died.
Mm-hmm. What'd that do to you?
Well, you know, I think it gave me, it affected me in two different ways. First of all, I think it heightened my sense of compassion and empathy for others. And second of all, still being relatively young at the time and living with my parents in an enclosed, safe environment, it made me realize that the world was really a pretty big, open, wide place and that anything could happen at any time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that sense of safety was compromised in a sense. So I felt, I think, more of my own burden to live my life and do things for myself, even at that young age.
And you also had this significant sense of empathy. I'm trying to figure out what empathy has to do with marketing.
Well,
is there any connection there between empathy and marketing?
Yeah, I think it has a strong connection. I mean, marketing has a reputation for being sleazy, being disingenuous. But when you work in a marketing capacity, you know, your role, your job as a professional and as a human is to serve your clients. Your clients come to you with issues, they come with challenges, they come with problems. And if you want to be successful, you need to understand and you need to listen and then you need to do something about it because that's why they're coming to you and that's why they're paying your firm. That's why you're paying your CPA firm. So you need to have that empathy. You need to listen and you need to provide whatever services they're going to say, wow, I'm glad I worked with CBM.
Karen?
So what drew you to a career in marketing and not, in the church?
Well, I never quite considered a career in the church, even though I was vaguely being pushed in that direction, I think, at some point. Communications has always been important to me, and writing is something that I enjoy quite a bit. So I think my entrance into the world of marketing relates to my writing, but then some of the roles that I found myself in the nonprofit industry and then professional services and then working for a school district, I was introduced to public relations, advertising, lead generation, and the whole domain, you might say, of the marketing profession just continued to get me excited and passionate.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's very important to you to work for organizations that are authentic and trustworthy and kind of practice what they preach, so to speak.
Yeah, I would say that's very much true. I like CBM. I like Pete and the other partners. They've all struck me as very genuine, and I know that our clients are very happy with us as well. So, and I also worked in the nonprofit sector as well. So having a mission-based attitude about my work is very important no matter where I am.
You mentioned earlier that you're a single father. What have you learned from being a single father that's helped you in your role as Director of Marketing and Business Development at Counselor Buchanan and Mitchell?
So, you know, running a household where you're really the one responsible person who needs to make sure that the household is going. You know, as marketing director, I'm responsible, along with the management team, for the visibility of the firm. But I'm looked to provide guidance and direction on different marketing projects and communications initiatives. So what are we going to do, Joe, to get the visibility we need and the attractiveness that we need? Such as my son might ask me, Dad, what are we having for dinner tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You have to answer all those questions.
I got you. That's why I asked you the question. Laura, what are you thinking?
So do you liken making sure that you're keeping the trains running at home and, you know, with your son to working with probably a lot of accountants and making sure everybody follows the game plan?
Well, first of all, I don't want to necessarily equate my son to partners because that might get me in a little bit of trouble. So no, the correlation is not the same. But I think the sense of responsibility and the love and the passion you have for what you do, I mean, that does translate from a personal to a professional environment and back again. And so just being driven, feeling that sense of drive to get more done, to go beyond whatever your responsibilities are to achieve success, I think that makes you feel good when you know you're
doing it. Isn't that a personality trait you expressed when you were a kid getting a job, you know, you got that job at the church? Isn't it the same stuff, though? I mean, you know, you went on, when I asked you what you did at the church, it's like you listed 48 different things. I'm sure that they were surprised that you took them on. It sounds like the same stuff you're going to be doing at Counselor Buchanan, just taking a broad approach toward, this needs to get done, that needs to get done. It just seems to be your nature.
I like opportunities, and I like finding opportunities.
That's what I figured. But isn't that work?
Well, it can be work for some people. I think the passion, the element of passion plays a huge role there. I mean, some people can do their job and say, I'm working. Other people can be passionate, take that into their work life and their personal life, and they can do more and experience more and succeed more.
Wait a minute. Do you have to work? I mean, do you have to work hours beyond 9 to 5?
I work hours, you know, that help me get the job done and that make me feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
So, like, what time or how early in the morning do you start playing with emails?
In the morning?
Yeah.
I'm usually getting my son up and I have a mobile phone in one hand. But yes, do I check my emails when I get up, which I'm not supposed to do? Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
How late at night do you stop checking your emails? Come on, tell us the truth, Joe.
It's pretty late. It's 10:30. I try not to get on and send
emails. So you're pretty passionate about what you do. You're starting early in the morning or ending late at night. Do you have to? What do you do on the weekends regarding business as the marketing director?
Well, right now it's busy season, and so we have a lot of our CPAs working hard, and I'm working right alongside them, putting together our niche plans, our marketing plans for after busy season, where everyone wants to just say go.
So it's interesting. You've got these personality traits as a kid, where you went ahead and did it deep as the maintenance guy at the church. Same thing you're doing nowadays. You're just getting involved with everything, and you don't even know that it's work because you're just sort of enjoying it. What's the website address for Counselor Buchanan Mitchell CBM?
www.cbmcpa.com.
Let me have that one more time.
www.cbmcpa.com.
We've been speaking with Joe Kovacs, Director of Marketing and Business Development at Counselor Buchanan and Mitchell CBM here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment, right after this break.
Nice.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. It's your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Warren Ellis, who's VP of Marketing, Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Warren, what is the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation?
Well, thanks for asking. We are a startup. We're the economic engine for Montgomery County, and we are there to connect people to help them start, expand, or relocate business in Montgomery County.
How interesting. Where are you from originally?
I am from Houston, Texas.
And how many brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
One sister. And what did dad and what did mom do for a living?
My dad's a judge, or was a judge, and my mother was kind of like an Auntie Mame. You know, she had a joy for life.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your childhood. You said there were some ups and downs. Mom and dad got separated or divorced, and they got back together. And tell me a little bit about that and what that did to you.
Well, life was always exciting at the Ellis household, that's for sure. And my parents were very much in love, and also, you know, my father was very matter of fact, and my mom was very capricious, and sometimes that was oil and vinegar. But, you know, taking the best out of all of it, there was always lots to do, lots of movies to go to, lots of restaurants to attend.
You told us that you developed a strong emotional core, that you basically assembled yourself. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, I was not a popular kid at school. I was not a popular kid always at home. And so I really had to count on myself. I always have always been happy and always saw the importance of being happy. My mother wasn't always happy, and I saw the trouble that that caused herself and the relationships that she had. So I went around to try to take the best out of both my parents. And I do think that I'm half and half, my mom and dad. But I also tried to avoid things that were stumbling blocks for themselves, like smoking or, you know, being too generous. So I found my own emotional parachute, or created my own emotional lifeboat by going and being curious about museums, and loved movies, and I loved to read. I was very good at school, so I excelled in English and writing, so that helped guide me as a writer.
So you're unique. I mean, you've assembled yourself, and my guess is that you're like a master connector. You know, you've assembled all these pieces into you and made choices. My guess is you're always connecting people as well. Am I correct about that?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm very curious and very interested in people, and I want them to succeed. I know the importance of being happy, and I want everyone to be happy. And I think advertising and marketing is a great field. That's those that say that aren't, I just ignore it because it's like, no, this is fantastic.
Well, it sounds to me like you're built for your job. I mean, your role is to be the connector, the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, as the Vice President of Marketing. It sounds like you really embody that.
I hope so. I mean, I like people. I like Montgomery County. You know, I think it's a lot of like-minded people that come together to find success, not just for themselves, but for the world.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, you told us that, you know, you always you have your own mind. And when you were 5 years old, you did something to the furniture in the house. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, just like any typical five-year-old boy, mm-hmm. when your parents go to the grocery store, you rearrange all the furniture. So you I didn't know it was odd until everyone came back and go, you know what? This does make sense.
So you have your own sense of self, of style, of how things should be.
I do. I think that I invented myself, branded myself, we would call it now, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I do that when I was worked for an energy company. I sold it like a lifestyle brand that was very successful mm-hmm. for the NRG brand and the fighter brands. At Capital One Financial for customer service, I invented the whole champion of the small business owner, and that became a lifestyle sort of brand that was mm-hmm. successful, and I hope to do the same for Montgomery County.
Excellent, Karen.
So you really do think out of the box, I mean, that's such a cliched expression.
I mean, I don't think so, but it seems that everyone else thinks I do, so I've had to go with it.
So when did you first start to see things differently, and how were you able to see things differently?
Well, you know, I think it's because my parents are both very bright in their own way, and I think that when I was younger, I just knew that there was the right and wrong. My grandmother had an eye for things about how things should look. She would go to the store and shop for the perfect blue skirt to go with the little blue and the blouse for 3 months, and then of course return it when it didn't quite work out. So I knew that there was an eye or something there. And you know, I think I found my voice from my father, because he was as capricious as my mother was. My father was very this is right or wrong, and he was always a defender for the underdog, and you know, he didn't mince words. So I think that's I found my voice from there. So the fact that I had two such different parents who were attracted to each other because they were so different, I think I took half from both, and I think that's what makes me see things differently.
But yet you made the comment earlier that you were not very popular as a kid at home. Why?
It wasn't a very happy household, so I don't think any of us were very popular.
Mm. You know? Did you find your way through cooking? Are you a cook today?
I am a homemaker to a certain degree, but advertising is my third career. I was in theater, and then I went into have an interior design degree. So trying to make a perfect home because I did not have a perfect home became a passion of mine, or I would say an enjoyment. I don't really like to use the word passion. So trying to make something, trying to make a life that other people would want is something that I've become very good at.
How's that translate professionally into what you're planning to do and what you're doing with the, it says here you're the VP of Marketing at Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. The way you're trying to create your home, what's that have to do with Montgomery County?
Well, I'm creating a brand and a lifestyle. I think everything needs to be sold as a lifestyle. Everything needs to be a little sexy. You know, people mm-hmm. want a better life. Mm-hmm. And you can do that without really deceiving people. You can really accentuate the positive. There's so much positivity in the world, and there's so much Montgomery County has to offer, you know, besides just being so wealthy. You know, it's a wealth of ideas and a wealth mm-hmm. of heart and soul.
What's the website address for the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation?
ThinkMoco.com.
ThinkMoco.com. We've been speaking with Warren Ellis, VP of Marketing, Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. And Karen, can you give us a rundown on who else we've had the opportunity of speaking with today?
Sure. We have spoken with Jackie Malcolm, Associate Vice President for Marketing and Communications and Chief Marketing Officer for the Catholic University of America, Christine Barnhart, Director, Marketing, Public and Emerging Markets for Magellan Healthcare, Joe Kovacs, Director of Marketing and Business Development, Counselor Buchanan and Mitchell, CBM, and Warren Ellis, Vice President of Marketing, Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
Excellent. I'd like to thank my co-hosts, Laura Van Epperen, Karen Addis, and Jeff Davis from Van Epperen for giving me a hand structuring the questions. Hope you're providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Laura, what is the website address for this organization known as Van Epperen Strategic Communications?
VanEpperen.com.
VanEpperen.com. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Nice. Yay! Yay.